Julian Assange adamant he does not want to go to the US.
London, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told a London court on Thursday that he doesn't want to surrender to America as he fights extradition over the leak of national security information. Appearing by a video link from the high-security Belmarsh prison, Assange said he wouldn't agree to go to the US to face charges. US authorities are pursuing extradition so he can face trial on accusations that he conspired with former US Army analyst Chelsea Manning to illegally download classified government material. I do not wish to surrender to America for doing journalism, which has won many awards and affected many people, Assange said. The case was postponed for a brief procedural hearing on May 30, before a more substantial hearing on June 12, by which time the US is likely to have laid its formal legal documents. The charge relates to one of the largest compromises of classified information in the history of the US, Ben Brandon, a lawyer representing American authorities, said. It's the second court appearance in less than 48 hours for Assange, who was sentenced Wednesday to almost a year in jail for skipping bail in another extradition case from accusations in Sweden. Assange was given asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2012 before a hearing in the Swedish sexual assault case. Those charges were dropped in 2017, but Assange remained in a small apartment in the embassy until a change in Ecuadorian leadership, and his vocal criticism of the country and continued leaking of documents, led the embassy to allow police in to arrest him a prelons on the UK charges over skipping bail. According to the US indictment, Assange assisted Manning in hacking a password stored on US Department of Defense computers. WikiLeaks published the cables starting in 2010, followed by other documents taken by Manning. The indictment didn't address a more recent episode involving Assange's WikiLeaks. Its publication of waves of emails that embarrassed Democrats during the 2016 U.S. presidential election, a trove that U.S. prosecutors have said were stolen during a Russian intelligence operation. The full extradition hearing, I suspect, is still many months away, District Judge Michael Snow said at Thursday's hearing. Officials in Sweden haven't completely given up either. Following Assange's arrest, a lawyer for one alleged victim asked the Swedish prosecutor to reopen the investigation. The arrest, prosecutors said last month, was news to us too. If Sweden does choose to seek Assange, UK Home Secretary Sajid Javid will decide which request to address first. He would have to weigh factors including the seriousness of the offences and the date each warrant was issued, according to UK extradition law. Bloomberg.